when somebody's leaving after a visit, you might tell them, I hope you'll...
come back again. Mm-hmm. Let me tell this little story on the boy.
All right.
His daddy's brother came to see him, and he was staying around there. And he kept talking about going. He wasn't ever leaving. So one day, the little old boy was crying around there. Daddy asked him, his uncle asked him, said, what are you crying about? He said, I'm scared you ain't coming back to see us no more. He said, oh, yes, I am. I'll be back. Said, I don't believe you're going to leave to come back. So that little boy was getting tired of us. He told me he didn't believe he was going to leave to come back.
Need to give that one to Flip Wilson. Oh, my goodness. Okay. When you see someone you meet on Christmas Day, what do you say to them?
See someone I meet?
Yeah, you meet someone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, tell them, good morning, a Merry Christmas to you, a Happy Christmas.
Okay, what do you say on the 1st of January, the New Year?
Happy New Year.
Okay. Anything you might say by the way of appreciation besides thank you, instead of saying thank you, what else might you say?
Oh, I appreciate this so much.
Okay. And if you're not sure whether you'll have time or not, you'll say, I
sort of undecided I might have time to do that.
I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
You made a purchase. The storekeeper took a piece of paper and...
you wrote down the name of it, or the amount, or what it was.
And then did what? What did she do with your... you say, for instance, if you bought a suit, what would she do with it?
Wrap it up for me to carry out.
When I got home with the package, I...
opened it up.
If the storekeeper sold something for $2, he paid $2.50 for it, he'd be selling it at... if he sold something...
yeah, at 50 cents profit.
He sold something for $2.
Yeah.
But he paid $2.50 for it.
Oh, he lost money.
Alright. Now, you admire something, but you don't have enough money to buy it. You say, I like it, but it...
I just, any way I can buy it, I can't buy it.
Time to pay the bill. You say, the bill is...
a certain amount, so and so much. Mm-hmm.
But it's supposed to come on the first of the month. On the first of the month, the bill
is...
it's
due, yeah.
To stay in good standing with your club or lodge, you have to pay your...
dues regularly, promptly.
If you need to cut the grass and you don't have a lawnmower, you go over to a neighbor, and
try to borrow his. Yeah.
When the banker is trying to say that he can't loan you the money for a loan, he says, money is
kind of scarce. Yeah.
These days, all right. He ran down the springboard in the swimming pool. Yeah, you have
springboard.
He ran down the springboard and he
flipped himself over in the water.
But instead of flipping,
dashed over. Sprang into the water, we'll say.
All right, and then you could say, lots of boys blank off that high board. What's the,
blank off the high board is?
Yeah, what goes in that blank? Instead of jump, they can do what?
They can sprain themselves over,
right.
Make a squat,
or dive.
And leap over into right. It. Yeah, dive over. Mm-hmm. That's about what the thing is.
Okay. But when you dive in and hit the water flat,
yeah.
What do you call that? When your whole body hits just flat.
You just, that's just a splash down.
Mm-hmm. We used to call it sometimes a belly washer.
Yeah.
Because it would sting.
Yeah.
So bad.